It's a wake-up call in more ways than one. Time for some you need to know.
All right, Madison police stop black drivers at higher rates, and that has drawn some scrutiny. Officers are once again pulling over thousands of black and Hispanic drivers in the city at disproportionately high rates and issuing many of them citations for speeding, failure to yield, or other traffic infractions. Drivers of color have long been overrepresented in the department's traffic enforcement, according to a Cap Times analysis. In a statement to the Cap Times, Police Chief John Patterson cautioned that driving patterns can vary by time of day, location, and other conditions, which can make direct comparisons among demographic groups more challenging.
In other headlines with stuff you need to know, going over to the Middle East this morning, it turns out that Iran is trying to force shippers to comply with a new protocol for transiting the Strait of Hormuz or risk attack. Tehran has laid out a set of new rules for vessels seeking to transit the strait, at least according to a document that was seen by CNN. They want pressing ahead with efforts to formalize control over the waterway in defiance of U.S. warnings. Entitled Vessel Information Declaration. That's the document, and it's an application form issued by Iran's newly created Persian Gulf Strait Authority, the PGSA, and must be completed by all transiting vessels to ensure safe passage. It was shared with CNN by Lloyd's List and another shipping industry source who wished to remain anonymous.
All right, and another piece of S you need to know. A federal appeals court appeared ready Thursday to reject Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's effort to punish Democratic Senator Mark Kelly over his call to U.S. service members to refuse illegal orders. A majority of judges on a three-member panel, so that would be two, at the D.C. U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals spent more than an hour and a half throwing cold water on arguments pushed by the Justice Department to revive Hegseth's plans, which were shut down earlier this year by a federal judge who said they were unconstitutionally retaliatory. Judge Florence Pan, an appointee of former President Joe Biden, said, "These are people who serve their country. Many put their lives on the line, and you're saying that they have to give up their retired status in order to say something that is a textbook example taught at West Point and the Naval Academy that you can disobey illegal orders." All right, and then here's the big story, yeah. Jamie. You got it. You got the big one. Well, of S you need to know.
It is. And if you've been paying attention or saw some of the headlines, it turns out that there was quite the cyber attack that shut down other universities, but also affected UW-Madison. It was done by a group called the Shiny Hunters. And they appear to be behind this outage of the instructional software that universities of Wisconsin uses for final exams and assignments. It's called Canvas, and the Shiny Hunters actually targeted this system, and it's an online course management that is used by colleges. It's used for course material, course work submission, exams, and grading. All campuses of the University of Wisconsin have been affected by this hack. University of Wisconsin-Madison reported that Canvas became unavailable around 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, disrupting finals preparations. Not a great time for this to be happening. Now, UW-Madison issued a statement saying, quote, "We are aware of the outage and multiple teams are working with the Universities of Wisconsin administration to address this issue on behalf of our students." Now, if Canvas prompts you to perform any action, this is for anybody listening, this is from the university, such as clicking a link, logging in, resetting your password, or completing any tasks, do not proceed, says the university. These prompts may not be legitimate while the system is down. We will send a follow-up notification when Canvas is back online. This sounds like an absolute nightmare.